Often a handwritten letter means more than email. Just ask commentator Sandeep Roy.
I got a letter in the mail from my father the other day. Except, he died in Calcutta almost 5 years ago. While rummaging through old closets and drawers, my mother found a pad on which he'd written several long letters, preparing us for a life without him. When my father died, I was in America. He was a soft-spoken, dignified man of few words, and he left little trace of himself behind. He never wrote long letters, just a couple of lines scribbled at the end of my mother's. I sensed he wrote them under duress. "Write to your son," she would demand. "Happy birthday," he would write. "We are well. Take care of yourself." By the time I changed two airplanes and reached India, he was just a framed photograph on the table. He had already been cremated. Though tradition demanded that as a son I light the funeral pyre, it was my sister who had to do it long before I got there. Now, sitting with photocopies of pages from his notepad, I can hear him talking in a way he never really did when he was alive. "I am nobody so important that when I'm gone, I will really be missed by anyone other than you," he wrote in his letter. "Don't worry about doing elaborate funeral ceremonies for me. Don't shave your head. Don't follow all those rules and rituals." We didn't find out in time. I did shave my head, and we followed all the rituals. Though I have no idea when he wrote those letters, I can imagine him sitting at his old stained wooden desk, surrounded by yellow and pink manila folders, writing a letter he would never post. Long after my father died, I used to try and imagine the morning of his passing. I would remember my mother and sister's stories and stealthily insert myself into that scene. That was my way of holding on to him even as time and distance slowly ate away at the memory. Now, I don't need to anymore. I'm glad it took us this long to find these letters. For years, I felt adulthood and immigration had turned us into strangers with nothing much to say to each other. Now, finally, I hear my father's voice again. And at last, we get to say goodbye.
The comments of Sandeep Roy. He is an editor with New California Media in San Francisco.